want to tell you the story about Red Feather, who was a Red Indian in North America, 15 years old, and soon he would be taking his place among the men of the tribe. But first, he had to prove that he was strong and brave enough to be counted as a man. So the time came for him to be tested. He showed his skill at hunting, displayed his strength at wrestling, and his speed at running. But the last and the hardest test was kept a secret. One evening, his father and the chief of the tribe came to Red Feather's wigwam. They led him out and began to walk towards the heart of the forest. On and on they went until at last they came to a clearing. "To prove your courage," said his father, "you must stay here till we come back for you in the morning." And with that, they turned and set off through the forest, leaving Red Feather all alone. At first he felt calm and brave, but gradually it grew darker and darker. The eerie hoot of an owl made him jump with fright. Then as he peered into the gloom, he heard a rustling in the undergrowth. It sounded as if some wild animal was on the prowl. He thought he saw a large shape. It looked like a bear waiting to pounce. But time passed and nothing happened. Perhaps it wasn't a bear after all, he thought. Then suddenly a fearful sound shattered the spooky silence. The hoot of a prairie wolf sent shivers down his spine. He wanted to run home, but all around there seemed to be giant figures like sentries keeping him prisoner. He was very frightened. The night dragged on. Then at long last came the dawn. As it grew light, Red Feather discovered with immense delight that what had seemed to be sentries were just tall trees. The bear, he thought, was just a large bush, and there was no wolf in sight. He began to feel better. But then, as everything became clear in the morning sun, he saw something which made his heart stand still. The tip of a bow stuck out from behind a tree. A man, armed with a bow and arrows, slowly emerged from his hiding place. For a moment, Red Feather stared in terror, and then he ran forward. "Father, father," he cried, "I didn't see you come back." "Son," said his father, "I've been here all night. You thought you were alone. I was always here keeping watch over you." Our Heavenly Father God is like that. Sometimes we feel lonely and afraid, perhaps in the dark at night, or when life feels dark and difficult. But we know that even if we cannot see him, our Heavenly Father is always there, watching over us. Even when we sleep, he never sleeps. I am with you always.